This is Christina with On Request Magazine, and I am here today with Wes Cage. How's it going, Wes?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. It's a nice hot day here in Southern California. I can't believe this is February.
Absolutely. It's pretty interesting, actually.
The other side of the country's freezing, and we're over here trying to go to the beach.
Yes, indeed.
So, we're here today to talk about your debut solo album. This was just released, on the 29th of January?
It was, yes.
And this is, for all the fans out there, the album is called Prehistoric Technology. And this is your first foray as a solo artist, which I am really impressed. I just want to tell you right out of the gate, I was really impressed with the record. I just listened to the whole thing over the past few days, and some really great stuff. So well done.
I much appreciate it. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. Now, for people who maybe aren't familiar with your music, this is a style that's been described in various ways. But one of the terms that was thrown out there is ghost metal. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and what that means to you?
Well, to me, it's a genre that's specifically designed to haunt somebody. It's something that was made to bring the cheer of, basically symphonic music with world elements. You also have industrial music, and then you have metal music that's pushing it.
Right.
But this album does deliver I don't want to say diluted, but a more easy way into it. So it's not like a complete onslaught of ghost metal. You've got a combination of what I'm going for and also some things that are traditional, so it's easy to catch on to. It's also very melodic, but the next record is going to be entirely ghost metal.
Well, I loved it. I mean, I think for me, and I also am a fan of entertainment as a whole, but I could really see, this is the soundtrack of a very dark, eerie movie. I mean, and right away as I'm listening to it, movies like The Crow come to mind and whatnot. It just really, it definitely does haunt you. So I think ghost metal is a very good description.
I really appreciate that. It's one of my favorite movies, too, so
Me too, for sure. That's the picture that came into my head as soon as I started listening, and I really appreciated just that it told a story without being so, I hate to use the word over aggressive, but there's a lot of metal out there that really takes you like to a different place than yours does. So I really liked what you did, and it is, I guess, different, I think, too. Like it took you away a little bit from where your previous endeavors were with Eyes of Noctum, so I definitely wanted to ask you about that. I mean, recording with a full band with Eyes of Noctum, that has to be really different now as a solo artist. Do you feel like you were able to be a lot more creative and be yourself on this project?
It's definitely way more creative. It has less restrictions as well, which is something that I really appreciate, because when I was recording with Eyes of Noctum, we began to see each other as family, so that kind of familial arguments started happening, brotherly tension, stuff like that.
Right.
But now when I just go in and track guitars and track the orchestrations and do the vocals and everything else, it really takes me to a very meditative state where I kind of enter almost a trance when I'm doing this stuff. So, I go home forgetting what happened, and then here the next day, and I know that something definitely came through me while doing it. But, for touring, though, I actually have one of the original members from Eyes of Noctum, Andy Kiritov, on bass, just because his hands have this crazy amount of resonance, very cumbersome. It's almost like he's striking the strings. It
right.
gives this very powerful sound. So I've had him for live shows, and they're right kind of musicians for the performances, but which is always interesting hearing how they interpret the tracks and play them and make it their own in a way.
Of course, and there isn't enough that can be said for a great bassist, especially with the kind of music you're making. you know.
Oh,
So,
absolutely.
yeah, you really do need the darkness there, it lurking in the background, and bass can certainly give that. So, you know, I loved it. And now the producer you worked with, you know, I can't remember, but who has he worked with aside from you? Because he really definitely, I think, brought out the best in you on the record.
He was an engineer for the soundtrack for Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Oh, okay.
His name's Ashford Miller. He worked mainly out of Entourage, and I believe he's at Westlake now, or another one of those places. But he's very fantastic. He's really into the gothic industrial side of music, and that's something that I ventured into. I come from more of a symphonic metal side of the spectrum, but that mixture was just perfect. And after getting it mixed by Phil Anderson at Power Sound Studios and having Maor Applebaum master it, it just, some kind of warmth got captured in there, and preserved rather, didn't get lost in Pro Tools, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I know that you've written for movies before, correct?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, this is something, like I said, that definitely takes you, you know, to where you can see it in a movie. Is there any of the tracks on the record that you think can be shopped to projects that are currently going on right now?
Absolutely. Especially the track Vampire Sentiment.
That's what I was going to say. I love that track.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that track is pretty interesting because it's, in a way, like a script. It really is about a ancient vampire that wakes up from his second longest sleep, and he's more interested in romance and love than he is interested in feeding. And basically his heart gets broken, and he ravages a town or a citadel of some sorts in order to cover up his vulnerable side and goes back to bed, basically. So it's a really touching
wow.
song, and I think it was a lot of movies.
Well, I'll tell you, that in and of itself could be a movie. What a great story. It all wrapped up in a song. Yeah, I love it. Well, you're such a creative soul. I mean, it's obvious with everything that you do. And that was something I wanted to ask you too, is that, you know, you've done a lot in your career. You know, whether people are familiar with everything that you've done, you know, as an actor, as a writer, and, you know, a creative partner in a fashion line, and so many different things, and musician, obviously. Is there anything creatively that you haven't done that you would like to do at some point? I mean, a whole completely different avenue?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to get back into painting. It's something that I was all right at. It was almost therapeutic in a way, but I kind of lost my touch. That's something I want to branch into, and from that, go into stuff like metalwork, as I like engraving and stuff like that. But as far as I go with stuff with the, when it comes to making sculptures and things like that, I sculpt with clay. But something about working with metal and making metal, I like the idea of that.
I love that. I love metal sculpture and just artwork and whatnot. I think it's great. And you're right. I mean, what a creative outlet to paint. And I used to draw, I did a lot of charcoal work when I was younger, and I haven't done it in years, but, you know, yeah, it comes and goes, but it is such a great outlet. So I could see you being, you know, very good at it. I'd love to see your work at some point. So hopefully you do get back into it.
Definitely. I'll use that album cover, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Now, and you did that comic book also with your dad, and did you have any sort of input into the artwork in that?
I created the original image, which was just a pretty ominous character.
Right.
He looked kind of reminiscent of Jason from Friday the 13th, but we went a little bit more into the culture and history of Louisiana and made something a little better, I think. And it really turned out well. I can see more come of Voodoo Child. I think it'd be an incredible movie, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We cover comics on our site also. You know, we have one of our writers that's way into comics. And, you know, it would be great to see you, you know, do something else in that realm. Have you thought about it?
Pardon?
Have you thought about doing another comic?
Oh, yeah, I have another character that I really want to release. One of the very first Venetian characters I'd like to put into the world that's... my family that comes from Italy, there's a small percentage of Venetian in our blood, and whenever I've gone there, the secrecy and the kind of Renaissance energy that's there, it just never left. And the it's like being in a painting with a masquerade everywhere.
Right.
Almost like a Zorro from Venice, in a way.
That'd be really cool. I'd love to see. I mean, you don't see a lot of comics that encompass something like that. Just like with Voodoo Child. I mean, that was really original. So it would be cool to see something different come into the comic world. So hopefully that does happen at some point. I do want to ask you back to your music. You know, some of your music has been compared a little bit to Marilyn Manson. How do you feel about that comparison? And, you know, is that something that, I don't want to say you were going for, but was there some inspiration there with that sort of style?
I think that perhaps our timbre sometimes can be a little similar, especially during talking verses or whispers in the grittiness. But, yeah, he's been somewhat of an inspiration to me. I mean, sometimes listening to the records, I think the only thing we have in common is that our first name and last name is our stage name is the name of the project. But I like that he isn't afraid to express himself, and he uses he's not afraid to go into the dark. You know, I enjoy explosive music. I mean, all the most beautiful things in life came from an explosion. That's why I think that nothing wrong with listening to explosive music.
I agree. Completely agree. And, you know, I want to say something that's not as so much a question, but a compliment. We get a lot of metal submissions. We cover, just so that you know, if you're not familiar with us, we cover everything in a rock realm. So from the most mild all the way through some of the hardest stuff you'll ever hear. And because of that, we get a lot of metal submissions, and they tend to have so many different labels now when it comes to metal, from black metal to sludge to thrash and death, and you know, a lot of different things, which, you know, after a while, you know, it's hard to distinguish what's what and what's gimmick, what's not. But you know, they all seem to sort of roll into one for me lately, where, you know, it's more just a straight growl all the way through with not a lot of vocalizing.
Absolutely.
You know, it kind of takes it away, I think, for me. And don't get me wrong, I love a great growl, and I love hard music. But I loved what you did, because you didn't just say, okay, here, I'm going to throw a label on this, and I'm going to call it ghost metal, and then I'm just going to growl all the way through and, you know, scare the shit out of people. You just, you know, you actually really vocalized, and you did it well, and you told a story, and it was still, you know, was able to stay really dark and intense without, you know, being a gimmick. So I just want to say bravo, well done.
Thank you so much. I totally agree, by the way. The when that project is relying completely on growls or blast beats or even one thing that's just a strong point, it'll lose impact if there's no if it's not anabolic, if it's not starting and stopping.
Right.
No change ups, you know. That's why I love Rogera so much. He found a way, Joseph, to growl but still carry pitch.
Yep.
And then there's these soft songs on the record that just, Born in Winter, that just throw someone off in a really good way.
Yeah, that's what I love. I mean, it's kind of like when I first heard Snuff by Slipknot. It's like, you know, you can sit there and you can really just bang your head and, you know, feel like this mayhem going on in so much of their music, and then they throw Snuff at you, and you're like, wow, you know.
Absolutely.
That's what I love. So I think you really are right there and doing it right. So I'm glad for that. But speaking of which, I was looking at the theatrics that kind of go along with your music, and not having seen you live, I mean, is that something that you carry on to the stage? Is there like a theatrical element that you bring to your shows?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it should be theatrical, but when I always make sure that if a bandmate is going to put on makeup, I need to make sure that they're telling the truth still, that that's something that they see in themselves. As long as they're painting a side of them, or if they see the horse paint or, let's say, heavy eyeliner as war paint, then I'm totally okay with it, and I wear it myself. You know, I have no problem with putting on a Bronze Age armor, spray painting it black, and going on stage, because that tells a truth. But, when some guys do it, it's just gimmicky, then I can't do it, really. I can't follow. But it was something that was toned down before. Like, I was told to stop doing the coarse paint and everything like that. But, you know, Kiss did it, and it's just something that really works, I think.
I agree. I mean, they continue to do it, and like you said, you're right. I mean, there's a big difference between gimmick and showmanship. So, yeah, if it's something that goes along with what you guys do, then I think it's great, you know? I mean, I'm old school, though. I'm older. I mean, I grew up with bands like Kiss and a lot of glam metal and whatnot. So, I mean, I like that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I like to see that there's that intensity on stage and a persona. And so I think it's very cool.
I mean, when Gene said that he and his band become gods on stage, that's what they believe, is they're becoming gods on their off stage, or back to being human beings, that really struck a deep note within me, and I don't believe I'm entirely human when I'm on stage. I definitely meditate out of idiosyncrasies. I meditate out of me, in a way, and right. Channel other things that are foreign to my being.
I kind of miss the days of that, you know, like, it's funny because we, you know, I just went and I saw a show that I've seen more than once in Vegas, and basically it's, you know, a lot of, you know, great rockers from back in the day, the 70s and 80s rock and whatnot, that are up on stage, and they're just really performing the hits, right? And, you know, a lot of stats are thrown out there during the show about how things used to be when they're, you know, big stadium tours used to sell out, and, you know, a million people were actually turned away from Woodstock and all that stuff. And it reminds you of how different things are now when you go to a rock show and the music industry in general. So, you know, to me, I do want that experience, like you said, of looking up at who you're watching perform and looking at them, like, you know, differently. Like, they are rock gods up there on stage, and you're lucky enough to get to be in their presence. I mean, I think that's been lost over the years. So, yeah, it's nice to hear you have that attitude about what you do, and that you go up there and you know, you're in a sort of different place, and you take, I think, in turn, the fans to a different place when you do that. So, yeah, I think we need more of that, Wes.
Totally. Gotta keep the thrill alive.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. All right. I wanted to ask you if you have a music video that you guys are currently working on for any of the tracks on the album.
There will be quite a few, actually. I've always liked the idea of having a video for almost every song. Mm-hmm. Something like The Wall, in a way, where you can watch the album. It's just something that I've always wanted to do, but there will be definitely a video for every single. So where I'm from, we might do a video for even Sanctuary, Soulless Eyes, Vampire Sentiment. I'm gonna give a lot of footage to be enjoyed, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, and we'll be glad to feature any of your videos when they come out. So I'm hopefully gonna stay in touch with your people so that we can do that. And on a personal level, you know, when it comes to your other endeavors, acting and whatnot, do you have anything that you're currently working on, acting-wise?
I just finished a comedy called Deep Backstage of the World, where I play a Colombian drug lord. It's a pretty hilarious film because it's got that Harold and Kumar crudeness, but you mix that with, like, Grindhouse kind of stuff, so...
Ooh, fun.
It's dark humor, and then... there's one that I'm working on that's based off a story I co-wrote. I can't mention the name yet, but it's going to be pretty excellent. It's a period piece that will take place in the reaches of Northern Europe. So I'm sure people know what I'm going for, Vikings and stuff like that.
That's really exciting. I'm looking forward to checking it out, and especially the comedy sounds really funny. So we cover that as well. We cover movies and television. So, Yeah, we'll definitely, we'll help promote in any way we can. And is there anything else that you've got going on, or, you know, musically, touring, that you have coming up that you want to tell anybody about?
Sure. The second album or next albums are already in the works. Since we finished Prehistoric Technology, I finished that about March of last year. I have about 4 to 5 hours of music, which I'm going to have to divide up the elimination process that I dread, because it's like losing pieces of me. But I'll get another record going very soon, and I'll be playing on the 22nd or 23rd of March in Texas. It'll be a rock fest.
Oh, cool. Awesome. And, you know, hopefully you guys will take the stage back in L.A. sometime soon so I can maybe catch a show. That would be great.
Absolutely.
Well, I am really glad that we got to talk today. And usually what I do when we round out the interview is I let you ask me a question, and you could ask me anything at all that you want. You wanna do that?
Sure.
All right. Go for it.
What was your favorite track from Prehistoric Technology?
Oh, I loved the Vampire. What's the full name of it? Vampire.
Vampire Sentiment.
That's it. I love that. I mean, that really just. I wanted to listen to every word because, you know, I could tell there was just such a deep story going on. And to hear you describe what it's all about, you know, that to me would make a perfect movie. So, yeah. I really loved it. So, I this is a record that I would listen to myself personally all the time. And, you know, that's not true with everything I get. So, I really enjoyed it.
I'm very glad to hear that because I'm going to be going more into that realm. With the upcoming record.
That's great. I mean, and, you know, and that's something too, you know, fans get used to a certain thing, and, you know, and artists, you know, they get creative and they might go in different directions, but for me, I really love this direction you're in, so it'd be great to get another record out of it.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Wes, and you take care, and we'll shoot you the links to all of this as soon as it runs.
Sounds